one sees the PDP coming out with a suggestion of a sort of musical chairs arrangement of sharing power, whereby they suggest that the PNM can have the post of presiding officer and chief secretary, and that the PDP will take deputy chief secretary and secretary of finance, and then they can split the other secretarial positions equally amongst themselves, and that the PDP can have two of the councillors and the PNM have one. You can empathize with the PDP in terms of trying to find a workable solution. The reality is that it's not practical, and it's not something that is ever going to last, because in this type of forced marriage situation that they are contemplating, it is going to be infidelity from the start. You know that. The point is, no one is going to really want to stick to this arrangement if it is that the other side would have a chance at one-upmanship, and that's constantly what is going to be occurring here. In addition to which, because of its lack of any legal basis, any citizen would be able to challenge it and have it struck down as an illegal arrangement. So it would be an illegal marriage.